take control of the airwaves, dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you here is Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
So as we enter into this second hour of the program, we've got somebody hanging on who was with us at the very end of the last hour. Sonny is in South Dakota, and Sonny is a member of the Zeitgeist movement. Now, also describes himself as a, I think you mentioned, voluntarist. Sonny, was that correct?
Yeah, that's right. I'm a voluntarist.
Now, can you summarize for folks what Zeitgeist is?
Well, the Zeitgeist movement started based upon a film initially, and people saw this, the first film, and they thought, well, here's all these problems. What are we going to do about it? And there aren't very many people out there offering very alternative solutions. So Peter Joseph found out about the Venus Project, which is the lifelong work of a man named Jacques Fresco. And his ideas are summed up to be known as a resource-based economy. And the whole idea is to change the economic system, of course the value system as well, that's essential whether you're talking about free market society or any other major change, but when we change our economic system, we can find that we can actually do something never before possible, which is to eliminate scarcity. And this renders obsolete all old institutions of government, and even the monetary system would become obsolete. So I don't know how long you want me to go on, but...
Okay, so eliminating scarcity. Can you tell me more about
scarcity,
that?
Eliminating scarcity may eliminate production of things, but it doesn't eliminate service.
What it means, it doesn't mean that every person can get a gold toilet seat. It means that there is a tendency in any market system, whether it's free or not, that things need to be continuously being consumed, and there's a cyclical consumption, and other things like planned obsolescence and cheap products. And it's just a continuous cycle of production and waste, which has to continue in order for the system to work.
Sonny, can you explain the resource-based economy for a moment?
Yeah, it means that take for example the market economy. We use money to exchange resources. If money wasn't relevant, or money really isn't relevant, it's the resources that are the basis for everything. And now that we have the technological ability to automate things and eliminate the workforce, if we were to go down that direction, people wouldn't be able to work. Then they wouldn't need to work very much. Their prices wouldn't be very high. It would render the whole system obsolete, When you increase prosperity this way, you can have a peaceful society, and only through a peaceful society can you actually have a free society.
So how, in the resource-based economy, I assume you're talking about exchanging, 7-grain loaves of bread for organic chicken parts or something like that. How does, in that society, if there's no money for the marketplace to sort of use as the medium of exchange, how is it that that people decide how many chicken parts I get for a loaf of 7-grain bread?
I think if I can just interject for a moment, I watched the third Zeitgeist.
Did you?
From what I understand about the resource-based economy is that it's more of a planned economy, whereas you find the resources, you plan out how many things you can make and how many people want them, and then you basically put that into a computer algorithm, and the computer decides what the most efficient way is to allocate those resources.
That's what I understood from the movie as well, is that there would be some sort of central controlling computer deciding these things. Is that correct, Sonny?
That is generally speaking. And I got
to who gets to program the computer?
And that's what I was just about to get to. Is there's an assumption that there's going to be, or there would be, some kind of a hierarchy or some class that's in control of everything. But when we talk about a voluntary society, we don't only mean that in order to live free, you need to allow other people to live free as well. It means that everybody voluntarily contributes to it, because when we use technology to its highest potential, the amount of work that's necessary is very, very greatly eliminated. For example, if you think about how much food could a farmer produce for how many people 100 years ago compared to today, you can see that technology allows much less work to be needed.
No doubt about it. And in the film, they do talk about some very real technological advances that are very interesting, and I think something we'll see used in the future, regardless of
but
what happens.
But efficiency doesn't eliminate a currency.
So I'd like to go back to the issue here. You kind of touched on this idea that there would be a separate class of people. How would that be determined?
No. The other way, totally the other way. There would be no hierarchy.
So who is it, that decides?
Well,
wait a minute. Who sets up the computer system that controls the world's resources?
It doesn't matter. It's whoever decides that they want to contribute to that field. In today's society,
let me see if I'm following you here. So if it's anybody that wants to jump on board, the vision of this Zeitgeist movie, the most recent, the third one that we're discussing here, was, as I understood it, that there would be some computer system that would determine where things come from and to where they go, and that would take some sort of input by a survey from people around the world to decide what, you know, people want. But somebody has to control that. Somebody has to program that initially. Somebody has to put that in place. So you're saying it could just be anybody who wants to. So therefore, a bunch of people come together, and they all have different ideas as to how things should be distributed and where what should go from where and who should be making what. So how does that all get ironed out?
The idea of the central economy, or whatever you want to call it, is not as complicated as it sounds. It's like if you had a business and you need to allocate how many inventory items you have, does it matter if you're the employee and some other employee is figuring that out for you when your objective is the same?
But the objectives of the individuals involved may not be the same, because they may have different ideas as to how things should be distributed. Bringing a business into it, and the analogy you're using is completely inaccurate, because the business is subject to market forces, and if the business makes a mistake, whether it's the boss or the employee who's making decisions, then they'll suffer for it by customers deciding to take their business elsewhere. What you're talking about is some sort of world-controlling computer.
A monopoly. And the person who controls the monopoly controls everything.
I'm sorry, but you're mistaken. It's not – nobody decides where things go. The idea is to know what there is around the world. So you have your resources, and we can therefore say there's enough resources that every person on the planet could have a home, could have all that they need to grow their own food, have water, survive, be prosperous, be peaceful, be free.
So you're saying that this computer system wouldn't be deciding things, it would just be an inventory tracking system?
Yes, exactly. And if there's something that's wanted, then people will obviously put in their input. I mean, say, for example, everybody's going to want a computer. So if everybody wants a computer, and say it's like a library, and there's an inventory of these items because they can be produced very easily, very efficiently, without very minimal waste. So this is the idea of creating an abundance. And this is unfortunately not possible, or I won't say not, because I know you guys will disagree with that, but in my opinion, I don't see it as possible within a market society, because this society, or this economy of markets and money that we're in now, even if it is a free one, people are competing against each other, and there's a major difference here where you guys are supporting competition, where we think cooperation is a much better strategy.
Well, you have to cooperate inside of a market system in order to be more competitive.
What do you mean by that, Mark?
Well, I mean, if you so I myself can't do everything it takes in order to provide the, you know, excellent customer service that it takes to compete in the marketplace. So I need to work with other people to do so. So the marketplace does create cooperation within other folks.
All right, there's more I think that needs to be discussed about this. Lots of details, and it sounds like you're pretty familiar with the ideas. So we'll bring back here in a moment if you can stick around, Sonny. More with Sonny in South Dakota, 800-259-9231, as he describes what sounds to me like a fairly utopian concept that I think goes against human nature. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. If you've got a question or something to add in, you're certainly welcome to do so. Free talk line.
Is it time for a new roof? Or maybe some roof repairs? If the roof on your house is old, weathered, or in need of help, you can save $500 by calling Sears right now. That's right, Sears Roofing. Call Sears for a free in-home consultation at 888-306-7722. And Free Talk Live listeners will save $500. Sears licensed, fully insured contractors can get your roofing job done right. They have a variety of popular shingles and styles that are built for long-lasting performance. And you'll save $500 if you call them today. For roofing done right, call Sears at 888-306-7722. Hurry, the offer ends soon. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Call Sears now at 888-306-7722 and save $500. That number again is 888-306-7722.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
What you want, and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark. Those features include the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, WIKI Wiki. freetalklive.com will get you there. You can edit virtually anything you see. wiki.freetalklive.com.
So, it's been a cold winter day. How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? And how about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me, This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, although there certainly be some speeches and a debate. It's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a heck of a lot more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you have to reserve your berth now. The deadline's March the 1st. There, the rooms are as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com, do it today, and so all you have to do is put down a couple $100, you reserve the room. It's cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number here. We're talking with Sonny in South Dakota about this project called the Zeitgeist Project, and it is based on a series of movies that is available for free online. JJ and I have both seen the movie that we're discussing here, which is the third and most recent Zeitgeist film. It is a lengthy 2 hour and 40 some minute film.
There's a lot of good ideas. I definitely agree with that.
There's a lot in there that's worthy of agreeing with, and we talked in detail, I think it was last week, about, you know, my interpretation of what was presented there. And indeed, there are a lot of things I agree with, but a lot of things I vociferously disagree with, and you know, including the idea that, you know, that somehow central planning can work and that money is a terrible thing. So we've actually got a supporter of the Zeitgeist Project on the line here, and he's somebody who says he's done a lot of research. Now, are you the official South Dakota guy? Are you, like, heading up all of South Dakota? Is that what you told us earlier? Sonny?
I'm sorry. Can you hear me okay? Because it breaks up on your end.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, you sound just fine.
Okay, well, I'm just a coordinator for a chapter. That doesn't really mean very much other than I try to get people to get together and talk about things. Mm. This idea that the movement and the Venus Project is in a stage where all we want to do is present the ideas, because the only way that this is possible is if people properly understand them and choose to implement them voluntarily.
Okay, so that was one of the things that never really was touched on in the movie, is that they've got all these grand ideas for cities that should be designed in a certain manner, with these concentric circles and robots running everything and, you know, all kinds of very futuristic vision, and they don't really talk about how to get from here to there. You're saying it's your understanding that they'll want everybody to jump on board with this voluntarily?
It's the only way.
Well, certainly is the
it's
best
not.
Way.
I mean, like, governments up to this point, you know, central planners up to this point have used machine guns, tanks, and nuclear weapons to get what they want. So,
well, I mean, but it's the best way.
Not the only way.
Sure, but it's the way that it's most likely going to come about. If this vision is possible, that's the way it's likely to come
certainly.
About in the way it's been envisioned. But you were talking about this computer system that is envisioned in the film that would somehow be able to know what all the resources in the world are, where they are located. It's your claim that it's not the computer system that decides how to distribute them, but JJ and I, it was our understanding from watching it that was what the film had presented. But let's take it for, you know, we'll take you at your word and say that the computer system doesn't decide how things are distributed. So how does that work then, without this central control deciding who's sending what where? How does the do people decide what should go to where? I mean, if you get a bunch of chickens in one city and in the other city they, you know, have got other things that, you know, maybe the first city might be interested in, how does that work out?
Well, the system doesn't decide anything about human behavior. It doesn't decide who gets what. It just says, all right, this is what we've got. Imagine, for example, if you were going to have an off-grid home and say, an acre of land, and you're going to look at this piece of land, and you're going to say, how many solar panels can I put here? How much corn can I grow? I have this many resources, and you calculate out the most efficient way to do it. Just imagine doing that on a city scale, and then every city around the world will be semi-independent while all of them together are connected, so they know what each area has for resources.
But without money,
efficiently.
Right, but without money as a medium of exchange, you're back to a barter system. Or are you just expecting
you don't
people
barter if you don't own? So I guess we have to ask that question first. Is if there's a piece of land and I decide I want to put solar cells on it and Ian decides he wants to put corn on it, who's right?
I'm sorry, I don't really understand what you mean. I mean,
okay,
if you both guys want a piece of land and you do whatever you want with it, that's fine.
So we have
keep in mind that
own our own land.
It doesn't mean, in this system, it doesn't mean that you have to live in these cities and that you're going to be, you know, under anybody's thumb. You can go do whatever you want. But if people want to live a very prosperous way, they have to learn to cooperate. And in the system that we have now, unfortunately, whether it's free or not, it's based upon a very old idea that there's only a scarce amount of resources and everybody needs to work as hard as they can to get as much as they can, but we're in a different state today. It's not like it was even 100 years ago, yet alone thousands of years ago when this all started. We can use our resources if we collaborate, and we can use the technology we have to increase prosperity globally.
Well,
once you eliminate poverty and stratification, you get rid of governments, you get rid of war, and you have a peaceful and voluntary society.
Okay, so resources are finite. I mean, that's a reality. It's not to say that they can't be grown. Certainly there's more wealth today in the world than there was 100 years ago, and thank goodness we got there through, you know, competition and in the marketplace, people competing to provide better services for people and innovating in the process. And I guess the question I would have is, how does innovation occur in a marketplace where there is no money?
Okay, you need money if one person has something that you want and they have something and you want to buy it from them, right? But what if people don't need to bother with ownership anymore? What if you need a camera or something? You go to the library, for instance, or basically the basic concept, you take it, you use it, and you send it back when you're done.
You know, but what if you don't?
Burdened with having it and collecting
that is,
all this stuff.
This is an idea that we didn't really. This is an idea we didn't really touch on when we talked about the Zeitgeist film last week, because there's a lot that they throw out there. But this idea of having some sort of resource library where you can just go and rent the stuff that you need and then give it back. Well, if they don't have the camera in stock, then that's no good. And what if the camera in the library doesn't have the features that I want and that are important to me in the marketplace? I can. And the point they make, by the way, on this is that, well, if you buy something, usually you don't use it a lot. It just sits in your closet and somebody else could use it in that particular case. So we should just have everything in this central storehouse and people can just come and go and get the things that they
want. Tragedy
of
the commons.
But they have that in the local college here in Keene, New Hampshire. The Keene State College, they have this little bike system where people can, you know, can go and get the community bike and they can use it to bike around and then they can return it to the community lot. And, you know, they're kind of crappy bikes. You know, what if I want a decent bike? What if I want to be the one that's responsible to make sure that I'm taking care of the bike appropriately? How do I know who's done what with the bike before that? I mean, obviously it works to some extent. People are voluntarily deciding to do that, but I want to get the camera that's right for me. And the library may not have the features that I'm looking for on that camera. So how do you address that one? I'll tell you what, we'll come back with more here in a moment. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. A lot of questions about this system, and I'm not hearing persuasive answers. You can bring up what you want, though. Maybe you've got a question for Sonny. It is Free Talk Live.
Strength, energy, and endurance are all synonymous with youth. Would you like to feel youthful again? Protein absorption and synthesis are at the foundation of strength, energy, and endurance. Insults to your intestinal lining from drugs, heavy metals, bad diet, and age can inhibit your absorption of amino acids from your protein foods. This causes your body to repair slowly and be prone to injury. By taking a highly digestible protein into your body, you can greatly increase your repair rate and energy level. One World Whey protein powder is more digestible than milk or eggs. One World Whey is the first ever truly unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. Whether you like to exercise, want more energy, want greater strength, or just want to feel better, One World Whey is a must for you to try. To read some amazing testimonies or to get your free report, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact. Our chat room is there on the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to get access to that for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com, and it's free courtesy of Memory Dealers.
That's right, memorydealers.com. They have the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2. They're all 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers also offers customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
Now, before we go on with this conversation with Sonny about the zeitgeist movement, resource-based economy, or as Stefan Molyneux puts it, Marxism with robots... We'll get back into that, but there was one more point that I guess one of our producers, Saifei, suggested that we point out. The caller is suggesting that people need to cooperate rather than compete, and I think it's that's a false choice. Apparently there's a term called, and I've never heard this before, but I've certainly been aware of the concept, coopetition. Coopetition, which is a neologism coined to describe cooperative competition. Competition occurs when companies work together, coopetition occurs when companies work together for parts of their business where they do not believe they have competitive advantage and where they believe they can share common costs. For instance, the arrangement between PSA, Puget, Citroën, and Toyota to share components for a new city car, simultaneously sold as the Puget 107, the Toyota Aygo, and the Citroën C1, qualifies as coopetition. In this case, companies save money on shared costs while remaining fiercely competitive in other areas. You can also look at things like industry standards as another, I think, example of coopetition, like the USB connectors that you have on your computers. We don't have 50 computer companies. There are a lot of different computer manufacturers and parts manufacturers out there. We don't have 50 computer companies coming up with 50 different connecting devices. They've all, many, all of them almost have agreed on this standard, the Universal Serial Bus. And so that's another great example of companies coming together to set some standards on a cooperative basis.
The idea, you know, to remove stratification, to make everyone equal, it's a wonderful idea. It's a glorious concept. Really, it is. But being better than someone else is part of being a human. That's part of human nature, is to one-up someone or to work that little bit harder so that, that you can have that little bit more, or whatever it is that drives you or motivates you and your desires to simply be competitive.
But here you wouldn't have to work at all in this vision for this so-called resource-based economy. The vision as presented in the Zeitgeist film is essentially that the work will all be done by robots.
What would you do?
I mean, that's a great question. Maybe our caller here knows. Sonny in South Carolina, you're back on Free Talk Live representing the Zeitgeist Project, or the Zeitgeist Movement, I believe it's called. What's the website there? Zeitgeistmovement.com?
Yeah. There's the zeitgeistmovement.com. My website is tzmsd.org. It's South Dakota, by the way, not North or South Carolina.
Oh, did I say that again? I apologize. South Dakota.
you bring up a lot of points, and this is natural for this conversation. First of all, the whole robot thing, it's really a joke. It makes me laugh every time. It's not that everybody's going to sit around and robots are going to do anything. That's not at all the way it works. It's just that the amount of labor required in a person's life is so minimal because of automation. Automation's a real thing. It's being done all over the place. And
yeah.
If you go to even restaurants or kiosks at your airport, you know, you'll see that machines are replacing human labor. So that's the point. It's not that people sit around and do nothing. People can sit whatever they want. And that's going to include contributing to the system and the society, because everybody is dependent on that.
Well, the vision that is presented in the Zeitgeist films estimates that only 3% of the humans in the given concentric circle-based cities would have to do any sort of maintenance work on the robots, that everything else would be done by robots.
Is that a bad thing?
Well, the question is, what will people do?
Well, we just want an accurate picture as to what people will do here, and also what will motivate them. If you only had to work, say, a couple of hours a week, you know, what gets you to do it and to do it well? One of the problems with communism up to this point, and this I'm sorry, sounds smacks entirely of that, is that, in fact, people aren't motivated to do stuff, and the system falls apart.
Well, the motivation would be for the good of the community.
Yeah, but that doesn't work. That's what I'm saying, is that doesn't work up to this point.
It doesn't work in today's culture, and this comes back to the human nature argument. Human nature is such a cop-out. It means that you don't have control of anything, and you're just the way that you are because that's the way that you are. But we're really products of our environment. If you grow up in a community where everybody's at each other's throats, you're probably going to learn that kind of behavior. If you live in a community where people cooperate, you're going to have that kind of behavior.
Well,
now,
no,
as far
I think
as
there's
communism
a problem with
goes,
that.
Communism has governments. It has monetary systems.
No,
it
doesn't.
Has social stratification.
No, it doesn't.
It has
I'm sorry.
It
has. No, it doesn't. Communism is a system without politicians, where everyone lives and rules communally.
It's an ideal.
And it doesn't have, and it really wouldn't have a system of change.
I think
the Communist Party in Russia ruled over a socialist system.
You're talking about communism by the book rather than as it's been practiced.
Right. But communism as it has been practiced, it has never been practiced properly. It is heaven.
Right.
JJ,
okay.
I
agree with you.
I have a problem with your human behavior point you made. I think humans have always been about being better or better than the last generation. The idea that you always want to raise your kids to be better than you are, and you want to want them to have a better life than you. This entire idea of since the beginning, I mean, people want to be stronger, they want to be faster, they want to be smarter than the average
person.
Well, that's
fine, but that's different than one-upping another person, whereas if you're in competition and you smash the other guy, you feel good about it. And that's where I was coming from at that point.
Well, I don't feel I don't think competition is all about smashing another guy. It's about raising the bar, raising everybody, raising up all of the boats. I mean, when I think about what's going on in my business, I'm not interested in what happens to the other people in the radio world. I don't care what happens to Michael Savage, whether he succeeds or fails. That's up to him. All I want to do is serve my customers. I want to give my product out to people and have them be happy with it, so they come back for more. That's
what my concern
is. It's
more like a foot race than a boxing match. When I win the foot race, I don't turn around and punch the loser in the face.
Well, that's fine. I mean, this is a semantic game at this point.
I think that's important to say, though.
You know, when I've listened to this show for all this time, and then I come up with these ideas, and I'm called a utopian, it's just like when people call you guys and say, you can't have a free society, you can't have no government, that's utopian, that's crazy. And then they want every single detail about how this will work and how that will work, and then, of course, it never
comes. But we're not planning a centrally controlled society, and you are. You are advocating that. At least that's what the Zeitgeist advocates.
When you say essentially controlled society, that makes it sound so bad, but what do you really mean by that? When there's no group or individual who's controlling everything, it's just that people work together. It's pretty simple in that respect.
No, it seems like a lot of the decision-making has been removed from society, that because humans aren't capable of making
efficient...
No, it goes
into the hands of everybody, just the opposite.
No, it's
anybody
not.
Anybody can be part of it.
Not with the film that we watch.
For you.
Okay,
maybe we saw a different movie then.
Yeah, I think you're talking about something that's different than what the idea of Zeitgeist is with that movie that just came out.
What was your interpretation of that, JJ?
I thought there was a lot of good points, as I said, but the centrally planning, that the idea that one algorithm can make all the right judgments and put all the things in the right places, is just foolish. That one-size-fits-all mentality never works. Centrally planning or having things coordinated from one location or one grand scheme or one algorithm
or one
program, whatever you want to call it, it's not going to work. Humans are so different, so varied, and so difficult to put into one shoe.
Right. Our vision, we can come back and talk about the juxtaposition here, because his critique is legitimate, right? I mean, certainly we've had people say...
Well, certainly. Absolutely. I mean, I can hear his frustration. I get it. It must feel exactly like that when people call in. But, you know, what we're offering is not a grand plan. We're offering the lack of a plan.
Right.
Freedom
for
people.
We'll come back with more at 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership, because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to NationalUnderclassmen.com to find out more.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight is Ian,
JJ,
and Mark. We are once again digging into this zeitgeist phenomenon, this film series that is available free to folks online. And we're going to continue that here in a moment. 800-259-9231 if you've got a question. But first,
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduate students, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all kinds of journalism and in public policy. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, training throughout the summer. And graduates of these internships, and some of them have been placed in things as like ABC's 2020, the Financial Times, Washington Post, Cato Institute, and many other big-name organizations, and small ones too. It's libertarianinternships.com. You can go there, sign up for more information, and to receive updates and reminders, it's libertarianinternships.com.
All right, so we got Sonny in South Dakota on the line with us here. He's an advocate of the Zeitgeist Movement, which is promoting something called the Venus Project, essentially a vision for how wonderful things could be worldwide if everybody would just jump on board with this program of building cities with concentric circles and having machines run absolutely everything and have some ginormous system that is run by a computer that will determine where everything is based on reports from various different areas and determine where everything should go based on surveys that would be submitted by different people. JJ, was that your understanding of the film?
Yeah, basically that's what it was. It was the input, you know, the data is input into the computer, and the algorithm is most efficient at making the decision versus a human making the decision. And so the algorithm would look at the facts, would take the demand through the surveys, and would make the most, I guess, reasonable and rational decision that it can make, and allocate those resources to whatever project is needed in order to get them into the hands of the demanding people.
Of course, it begs the question of who programs the program and who decides, you know, what is important and what is not, and who decides what that algorithm is and what things go where and based on what factors and variables.
Sure, I mean, we can include that whole idea that someone could certainly corrupt it with their own interests or their own wants. But make mistakes. Or yes. But I mean, putting that all aside, assuming that this is the perfect algorithm, and it just seems incredibly complicated, for one, to get all of these different locations and all of these different cultures to accept one common culture and one common goal or idea. Furthermore, I think it's going to be incredibly difficult with just people not wanting to change what they like what they have. They are satisfied to live in the situation that they're in.
You're absolutely right. It's a huge project that this guy is talking about endeavoring to accomplish. And that's one of the big points that's different here. He has a legitimate critique saying that, well, you guys get accused of being utopian, and people want to know the details about how the voluntary society would work. And that I understand. I understand where he's coming from. But we aren't advocating a worldwide system that has a very specific vision.
Right.
We're advocating the lack of a system.
Right. Our system's simple. You don't stick any guns in people's faces and tell them what to do. That's
or even simpler than that. It's based on the individual. You know, the system of voluntarism and the lack of governmental control, it starts with the individual, with individual liberty, instead of looking at it as group liberty or group mentality and classifying people into large lots. I think so. That's the key difference, that our idea of liberty is simply starting with the individual, with the choices they make, with the path they put themselves on.
We don't require the rest of the world to accept the idea either. Our ideas, the idea of the absence of coercion, can work in a small area. And that's one of the reasons why the Free State Project exists, is to bring liberty-minded people, individuals, to the same area to advance the ideas of individual freedom and try this out. We don't require Japan or whoever else, whatever other areas of the world, to jump on board with these ideas. It's our intention to show the world that this can work, that the absence of coercion can work, and then they'll want to jump on board naturally because they'll see the success.
And the benefits. Yes.
And the increased wealth creation that would come from out of that, and the lack of coercion then, if that spreads, presumably, hopefully it will, if that spreads around the world, then that will raise all of the boats. It will raise the tide. It will raise the standard of living around the world, even in the poorer parts of the world. But to get everybody to agree to this one system and this one idea, being controlled by this computer system and this particular vision, is far more utopian, and it's a very difficult thing to implement. And we've still got Sonny with us here in South Dakota. Sonny, hearing all that, anything else you want to share?
Oh, of course. I love the way you guys are phrasing all that. You know, it's the way people will naturally react when they hear something that's radical, and it's exactly what people will do when they hear your
ideas. Point of information, you do want to have the whole world on this system, right?
Yeah, but that's an ultimate goal. But the reason is, a resource-based economy couldn't work. Say you had North America, and all of North America agrees to this, but Africa and Asia and South America are all doing a different society. They come over, and they take everything. They'll have war on you, because when resources, that's what wars are really based upon, is getting stuff from other people.
Well, sure. And they're based on politicians that have used violence to get stuff from us in the first place to buy military
parts.
When
other countries expend all their resources with their vast amounts of consumption, like most of the world is doing today, that is an inevitability. People have to recognize that there's a finite planet here, and the course that we're taking right now is limiting what we're going to have in the future. So
we should.
You just said that our ideas of competition were based in lack and the paradigm that things are limited. But you're just talking about how we're going to destroy the world because we're using resources too quickly. Am I misinterpreting?
Most of the stuff today ends up in landfills, and it's just totally wasted.
Because people don't need it anymore.
It could be done. Where are you going to get more? You continue to mine until it's too expensive or too inefficient to get it more, and then you go off to another country and you try to take it from them. That's that's the course of the system that we're
in. Well, no, I think you're describing what politicians do, and for the most part, politicians aren't going around the world trying to take computer parts from people. They have certain politically connected business interests that may be, you know, interested in securing oil fields and things like that, and that's clearly wrong, but that's based on the ideas of coercion and accepting governments as legitimate. Otherwise, those oil companies would have to trade in the marketplace just like everybody else, and as resources become more scarce, their price goes up, and therefore people are then incentivized to look for different resources or look for new ways to utilize or more efficient ways to utilize existing resources over time.
I think also the behavior aspect of people not living their lives the way they should be living their lives, I think that I take issue with that as well. I don't know how someone in another country should live their life. I don't know how they should consume the resources. I don't know any of that stuff, and it isn't for me to decide. Even with my algorithm, that's perfect. Maybe that lifestyle dictates that you need to have a little bit more of this than that, or personal interests, personal tastes. Maybe I'm from Wisconsin, dude. I don't like cheese, okay? And so that's a big issue when I go out with friends in Wisconsin. They cheese is everything. You want to share some of this sandwich or this or that. I'm sorry, I don't like cheese, but...
Why can't you just be more cooperative, JJ?
You know, I understand it's produced here, and it's very efficient to produce it here in Wisconsin, where I was from, because all the cows are here in the dairy farms. I understand that, but I don't want to eat that cheese. It just doesn't suit my palate. I'm sorry.
I don't see how that's relevant.
No, that is relevant.
I know we're almost out of time, and thanks for having me on for so long.
I'd just like to point out that you've already failed. I mean, if you need to convert the entirety of the world to this system, you're going to have a very difficult time, and that's why it's a utopian system. Because
I'm open to hearing the things that Sonny says at this point, but I can tell you that I remain skeptical. If what you're trying to say is that,
the one who hasn't seen the movie here, right, Mark?
Yeah, that's true.
Of the three hosts on the show, you have not seen it.
I have not. I've
seen
the
enough, personally.
The whole movement doesn't revolve around the films, first
well,
of all.
Well, you could have fooled me.
It takes time to understand.
Then you can't call it the Zeitgeist movement.
They're a major part of it.
You can't call it the Zeitgeist movement.
The first film was a personal expression of a single artist, which just spawned into something else. It turned into an advocacy movement for the Venus Project and those ideas. And it is hard to understand. It took me many months of paying attention before I realized that what they're advocating is to increase the prosperity and peace of the world, and to have a completely voluntary society with no government.
Well, I think that's great. If you guys, you know, if you want to set up something on a voluntary basis, I think that you absolutely should. And go ahead and set up your, you know, get together with the Zeitgeist folks and build the concentric city and, you know, and get out there and do it. But good luck converting the whole world to one particular belief system. I mean, it's the contrast out there that is one of the beautiful parts about this world, is that people believe things that are different, and they have different understandings, and they want different things. And I thank you for the call, and maybe we'll hear from you again sometime. It's been a good hour, though. 800-259-9231. We've got one more remaining. Plenty of time for your thoughts. Maybe you want to reflect on the Zeitgeist thing. Maybe you've seen the film. Maybe we haven't touched on something that you think is really important. 800-259-9231. Or maybe you want to bring up anything you want. You can do that, too. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.